someone at Barito, presumably a Unarian Fid, would have to copy Forel's treatise by hand and send it to us. If a book were very popular, Fids would do this without being asked, and copies would circulate to other maths.
You'd think a rich family would have had copies machine-printed, Jesri said.
Too vulgar, Tullia said. But I know the title, Plurality of Worlds, a Comparative Study of Polycosmic Ideation Among the Helicarnians.
Makes me feel like a bug under the Procyon's magnifying glass, I said.
Barito is Procyon-dominated, Tullia reminded me. She wasn't going to get anywhere calling it Why the Helicarnians Are So Much Smarter Than Us.
Too late, I remembered that Tullia belonged to a Procyon order now.
So she was interested in the polycosm, Jesri said, before this could flourish into a spat. What could have happened that would be observable from the Starhenge and that would make the polycosm relevant?
It was the sort of question Jesri would never ask unless he already knew the answer, which he now supplied.
Something's gone wrong with the sun, I'll bet.
I was poised to scoff, but held back, reflecting that Saman had, after all, been looking at the sun.
Something visible with the naked eye?
Sunspots, solar flares. These can affect our weather, and so on. And ever since the Praxic Age, the atmosphere doesn't protect us from certain things.
Well, if that's where the action is, why was Orlo looking at the North Pole?
The aurora,
Jesri said, as if he actually knew what he was talking about.
It responds to solar flares.
But we haven't had a single decent aurora this whole time, Tullia pointed out,
with a cat-like look of satisfaction on her face.
That we could see with the naked eye,
Jesri returned.
This tablet of ours could be the perfect instrument for observing not only auroras, but the disk of the sun itself.
I notice it's our tablet now that it's got something good on it, I pointed out.
If Sir Trestinus finds it, it'll go back to being your tablet, Tullia said.
She and I laughed, but Jesri was determined not to be amused.
Seriously, Tullia continued, that hypothesis doesn't explain why they evoked Paphlagon. Any cosmographer can look at solar flares.
What's the connection to the polycosm, you're asking? Jesri said.
Exactly.
Maybe there is none, I speculated. Maybe Ignatha Forel just wanted a cosmographer and happened to remember Paphlagon's name.
Maybe she's being persecuted as a heretic, and they yanked Paphlagon so that they could burn him too, Jesri suggested.
And we chatted about such ideas for a few minutes before discarding all of them in favor of the proposition that Paphlagon must have been chosen for some good reason.
Well, Jesri said, the way that the Theors of old found themselves talking about the polycosm in the first place was by thinking about stars, how they formed and what went on inside them.
Formation of nuclei and so on, Tullia said.
And not only that, but when the stars die, how do these nuclei get blown out into space so that they can form planets and...
And us, I said.
Yeah, Jesri said. At least to the question... Why are all of these processes so fine-tuned to produce life? A sticky question. Deolaters would say, see, God made the cosmos just for us. But the polycosmic answer is, no, there must be lots of cosmi, some good for life, most not. We only see one cosmos in which we are capable of existing. And that is where all of this philosophical stuff originated that Sura Akuluwa likes to study.
I think I see where you're going now when you guess something's gone wrong with the sun, I said. Maybe there are some new solar observations that contradict what we thought we knew about the theorics of what goes on in the cores of stars. And maybe this has ramifications that extend all the way to those polycosmic theories that Paphlagon's interested in.
Or, more likely, Ignatha Forel mistakenly thinks so she's yanked Paphlagon and is now sending him on a wild goose chase,
Jesri said.
I think she's pretty smart, Tullia demurred, but Jesri didn't hear her because a resolution was forming in his head.
He turned toward me.
I want to go down there and view this with you, he said, or without you if you're busy.
For about 12 different reasons, I hated this idea, but I couldn't say so without making it look like I was trying to be a pig and monopolize the tablet. Fine, I said.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Tullia said, sounding as if she was pretty sure it wasn't. But before this could develop into a proper fight, we all took notice of the approach of Sewer Ayla, who was heading straight for us across the meadow.
Uh-oh, Jessery said.